SRN News. I'm Ron DeRockstra. It was a day of happiness in the House for Democrats and Republicans who are working to pass that $95 billion package of foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. The whole package was passed in a bipartisan way. Not all Republicans, though, were on board, but it will now go to the Senate, which could pass it as soon as Tuesday. President Biden's promising to sign the package. That package also included legislation that would ban TikTok in the U.S. if the popular social media platform's China-based owner doesn't sell its stake within a year. House Speaker Mike Johnson explains why it took so long to pass. The four bills to provide aid was now going to President Biden, as we said. Meanwhile, in the upper chamber, the Senate voted on that controversial surveillance program.
On Americans in other countries, but it does collect communications of Americans who are in contact with targeted foreigners. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Employees at a Volkswagen factory in Chattanooga, Tennessee, voted to join the United Auto Workers Union by 73% of the ballots cast in an election that was run by the National Labor Relations Board. Two previous attempts to unionize the Chattanooga plant failed. This is SRN News. A survey suggests America's youth pastors are ill-equipped for their jobs.
According to a poll conducted by Arizona Christian University, a lot of the men who are leading young people in local churches lack a biblical worldview. The survey finds only 54% of youth ministers believe that Jesus is the only way to salvation. Just over one-third of them think that there are absolute truths. And only 62% of youth pastors are confident that the Bible is the true word of God to all people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
German lawmakers approved legislation that will make it easier for people who are living as the opposite sex to change their name and gender in official records. The law is one of several social reforms Chancellor Scholz's liberal coalition government pledged to enact when it took office in 2021. Prior to this, Germany required individuals who wanted to change their gender on official documents to first obtain assessments from mental health experts. SRN News. Home values in Detroit increasing by billions.
The increase comes after the city's exit from the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history, and it's especially beneficial to black homeowners. A University of Michigan Poverty Solutions study says added home value for black residents increased 80% between 2014 and 2022. For black homeowners, estimated home values rose from $3.4 billion to $6.2 billion over that period. Detroit filed bankruptcy in July 2013. It exited in December 2014. John Scott reporting.
Former Arkansas Governor and U.S. Senator David Pryor, who was one of the state's most beloved and active political figures, died in Little Rock Saturday. Pryor was considered one of the Democrat Party's giants in Arkansas and remained active in public life. He was 89 years old. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.